Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Have you ever longed to see a friend with whom you share fond memories? Paul the Apostle, he had that longing to see the Christians at Philippi. His love and his affection for them was based not merely on past experiences, but upon the unity that was coming from these believers, one that drew upon the Christ love. All Christians are part of God's family, and thus we share equally in that transforming power of his love. I mean, do you feel a deep love for other Christians, friends, and maybe even strangers? We need to let Christ's love motivate us to love other Christians and fill us that we might be free to express that love. We're in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up in verse 9. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are, through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praises of God. Paul the Apostle, he wasn't satisfied that the love that the believers in that church had for each other, that was enough. I mean, he desired that their love would grow, that would grow so much it would overflow, that it would grow more and more as they each would practice discernment and they each would grow in their knowledge of God and would grow in the knowledge of each other. This is a sure sign of Christian maturity, by the way. This kind of love is a clear attribute of a person who is becoming more and more like Jesus. And if you're willing, it can actually serve as a litmus test of your faith. To be able to ask yourself, do I love my brothers and sisters around me more than I did last year, more than last month? Because if love is the supreme attribute of God, how can we say that we know him and that we are one with him if we fail to express that love towards others? 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21 remind us that, quote, if a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who doesn't love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should also love his brother. And then back to the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 35, we are told, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I wonder if we can be brave and flip that verse then, and say our lack of love for one another is only going to prove that we are not his disciples. Look, Paul wanted his brethren to continue to grow in their faith, not to remain children, but to grow on to maturity, to grow on to all that God had for them. He knew this would come about with an understanding of what was really important, of what really mattered. So if they grew in this way, the spiritual fruit of their lives would multiply also, and they would be as Christ is, and they wouldn't have to convince anyone because everyone would be able to see it. We can be so critical of others, can't we? When we instead need rather to model Christ and his love in front of those people. Now, Paul's not saying that we should look the other way when it comes to sin. That's not what he's saying, nor am I, but often the answer is not to scoff at the darkness, but rather to approve the things that are excellent. To live out an example of righteousness, an example of holy living, to continue to love others until they get to that place of maturity. Paul, he wants us to be sincere. The original language means real, thorough, not just Christian plated, rather something that would be genuine, something that's not offending, and to do it all to the glory and the praise of God. Let me tell you a story. One day, Billy and Ruth Graham were driving through a long stretch of road construction, and they had numerous slowdowns and detours and stops along the way. Finally, they reached the end of all that difficulty, and smooth pavement stretched out before them. There was a sign off to the side that caught Ruth's attention. It said, "End of construction. Thanks for your patience." Ruth commented that those words would be a fitting inscription on her tombstone someday, and if I recall, I believe it is. As a matter of fact, those words, I think, fit all of us as believers. Because in this life, gang, we are all under construction. When we accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we begin the lifelong process of spiritual growth. The Holy Spirit works in us, for us, with us, to remove our selfishness, to renew our thinking, to develop qualities in us that are more and more Christ-like. Paul describes this process as a work of God. He said, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Philippians 1, chapter 6. As we travel heavenward, let's cooperate with God's construction of our lives, gang. When his work in us is complete, we shall be like him, perfectly conformed into our Savior's likeness.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.